tender, but also beautiful, Andante's second movement from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 15 in B-flat major. Performance with pianist Andras Schiff and the Camerata Academy of Salzburg. A request from Robert in Monroe. We'll now hear a request from James in Green Bay, who is eager to hear The Christmas Story by Heinrich Schütz. It's the story of the birth of Jesus set to music. The lyrics are in German, and the first performance was around the year 1660. There's time to sample this work, starting with the opening introduction. And this recording features soprano Emma Kirkby, tenor Nigel Rogers, bass David Thomas, along with the Taverner Concert Choir and players, all under the direction of conductor Andrew Parrott.
Selbst waren.
Excerpts from The Christmas Story by composer Heinrich Schütz, performed by soprano Emma Kirkby, tenor Nigel Rogers, bass David Thomas, the Taverner Concert, choir and players, the conductor Andrew Parrott, and that was a request from James in Green Bay. Laurie in Stevens Point would very much like to hear a work by composer Tomas Luis de Victoria, O Magnum Mysterium. Laurie says it is exquisitively beautiful. She has very fond memories of singing this choral piece in the chapter house of the Coventry Cathedral in England with the Milton College Choir. The acoustics, she said, were breathtaking for the performance of this 16th century Christmas choral work. Laurie will hear a performance with the choir of Lincoln College in Oxford. Choral work by composer Tomas Luis de Victoria, O Magnum Mysterium, performed by the Choir of Lincoln College in Oxford. That was a request from Laurie in Stevens Point. Coming up next, a lovely piano work by Claude Debussy here on Classics by Request.
When you give Collective to Wisconsin Public Radio, you have a powerful impact. You make WPR the place that hundreds of thousands of people turn to for independent news, statewide discussions, and inspiring music, as well as laughter, just when you need it. WPR is listener-supported, and that means you make a difference. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now at WPR.org. Thank you.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Red Oak Asset Management and 4imprint. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. More information at WPR.org/sponsor.
Support for WGTD comes from Jack Andrea. With beautiful holiday apparel and jewelry, an extensive men's department, and always free gift wrap. Jack Andrea is a one-stop shopping experience. Visit jackandrea.com.
When I heard that promo for the year-end of support for Wisconsin Public Radio, it reminded me, I wasn't here last week. I want to first thank Anders Yoakum for filling in, but it was 2 weeks ago. It was the year-end membership drive, and I just want to thank you. We really made the goals for the 2 hours because of you, and it's just so, well, we're all grateful. I'm totally grateful for you and your support for this program over these many years and showing your support with your requests and, of course, for your financial support as well, your generous financial support. So thank you so much for keeping us going. And would you believe that coming up in just about a week and a half from now, we're going to start our 39th year together of Classics by Request. Also, another thank you to Sheila Shigley, who came in to help with the pledge drive during this program. Now for some more music. This is a request from first-time requester Jake in Madison for music of Claude Debussy. And the piece we're going to hear is called L'Île Joyeuse, The Joyful Island. It's a solo piano piece that was composed in 1904 when the composer was greatly influenced after seeing a painting by the French artist Watteau, the painting called Pilgrimage to Kythera. And that painting represents love and celebration. We'll hear a performance with pianist Pavlina Dukovska.
Thank you.
A performance with pianist Pavlina Dukovska, The Island of Joy, L'Île Joyeuse by Claude Debussy, a request from first-time requester Jake in Madison. Joan in Gaze Mills would very much like to hear Wanting Memories by composer Ize Barnwell. Joan says that this may not seem like seasonal music, but for her it is. Her brother, her father, and her mother's favorite brother died during this season over the years, and this will be the first Christmas without her mother. Joan first heard this the first year after her father died, and it was exactly what spoke to her condition. She needs to cry and let go before going to her sister's for Christmas. We'll hear a performance with the ensemble Cantus.
I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
You used to rock me in the cradle of your arms. You said you'd hold me till the pains of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you, and now I need you, and you.
Sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw clearly through your eyes.
Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have few things that will console. And when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember that I was old.
Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes.
I think all the things that made me feel so wonderful when I was young. I think all the things that made me laugh, made me dance, made me sing. I think all the things that made me grow into a being full of pride. Think on these things, for they are true.
And I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own. I thought that you were gone, but now I know you're with me. You are the voice that whispers all I need to hear. I know a please, a thank you, and a smile will take me far. I know that I am you, and you are me, and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that
thank you.
Wanting Memories by composer Ize Barnwell. We heard a performance with Contus, a request from Joan and Gaze Mills, who really needed to hear this, and our sympathy to her. This is her first Christmas without her mother, and it's this piece that she really needed to hear before going to her sister's for the holiday, just to have that moment, which this piece has helped her with dealing with other loved ones over the years during this season, the loss of a father, a brother, and an uncle. Joan, take good care. And I must say, listening to that along with you, I was very moved and some tears for friends who are no longer with us. It's a song that affects us all, Wanting Memories. This request now from Eric in Middleton, he has a fond memory of when he was in a choir, St. John's Lutheran Church in Des Moines, and for the midnight Christmas Eve service, sang a work by composer Ilyas Ilya, Avunan Debishmaya. It's an Aramaic rendition of the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to hear the performance that Eric had on his online request form for a YouTube performance featuring the choro artists, the conductor Matthew Altman, the soloist Alan Stevens. Well, I'm sorry, I had help in someone downloading this. Oh, here it is. Enjoy. the Avunam Debishmaya by composer Ilyas Ilya, performed by the chorus artists, Matthew Altman conducting, a request from Eric in Middleton. To conclude today's Classics by Request program, here's harpist Yolanda Kondinasis to play the first Noel. Ending today's program with the first Noel, that was harpist Yolanda Kondinasis. I'm Ruth Ann Vestman. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to wish you, all our listeners who are going to be enjoying celebrating the Christmas holiday, I hope it's a beautiful holiday. Be safe. You know that we have lots of wonderful offerings for the holiday. Please check our website at WPR.org. Programs including the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols featuring the Choir of King's College Cambridge, and also performances from Wisconsin like the Eau Claire Master Singers and the Milwaukee Pops Orchestra. All you can find out at WPR.org. Coming up next, it's Live from the Met, and then I'll be back for the last hour, 3 o'clock hour of Saturday Afternoon Classics. I hope you'll join me. Again, have a wonderful, safe holiday. You've been listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sounds of the season, softly sweet or joyfully loud, are all the better when we share them with friends. Hear your friends in the Madison Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, the Madison Youth Choirs, and the Mount Zion Gospel Choir with excerpts from this year's holiday concert, Sunday at 1 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin Alumni Association, committed to preparing today's students to succeed in tomorrow's workforce through the University of Wisconsin's annual campaign. More at supportuw.org.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.